FM 90.3 WJTL, David Crowder Band, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, Casted Crown, Slow Fade before that. Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. Mindy and Fred with you at 7:05.
And our buddy Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications. That's Fridays at 5 o'clock. You can listen tomorrow for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com. You can even post your request on our Facebook page. That's every Friday afternoon, the Friday Request and Dedication Hour at 5 o'clock. Right here on WJTL.
Our friends from Born to Be Different Productions hanging out with us. Nicole, Derek, John, and Casey are here. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you all here. Nicole Yutzi is Executive Director of Born to Be Different Productions. Did I say it right?
Yutzi.
I messed it up.
It's okay. Everyone
I'm blaming
does.
Derek. Nicole Yutzi.
It's totally my fault.
It's because he said it. Nicole Yutzi is with us this morning. Nicole, great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, my family and all the rest of the kids of Born to Be Different and the staff. Yeah, they're all really excited that we're here.
And I love your t-shirt. It's a Born to Be Different production shirt.
It is, yeah.
It's very cool
thought
looking.
That'd be fitting.
Yeah. Get it.
I didn't even try that.
Yeah.
The pun game is so strong.
Tell us about Born to Be Different.
Well, Born to Be Different is a Christian theater company, and we're really excited about kids coming in and using their talents and just what they're good at and what they're passionate about and being able to share it with
everybody.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So if people want to get more information about you guys, do you have a website?
We do. www.b2bd.org. It's fantastic. We just updated it all, and it's really, really cool.
Very cool. It's wonderful to have you here. Derek Martin is with us. Good morning to you, Derek.
Good morning, Fred.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Just my family, and again, the cast of the show From the Ashes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the artistic director, and you guys are doing a show. You're doing it right here at the Junction Center. Tell us about From the Ashes.
From the Ashes is a show. It's based in the 1880s, in the fictitious steampunk era. So that's going to be really fun. That messes with all the costumes and makes everything super cool looking.
Yeah.
And what it does is it follows the lives of six main characters who all work at Sable Street. And at the beginning of the show, none of them really know each other. They kind of meet each other throughout the show. And it talks about just some very real, raw issues, ranging from depression to alcoholism to even abortion gets thrown in there, and things that everyone kind of encounters throughout their life. Maybe not everyone has to deal with, but they're also very kind of rough. But then, you know, as these characters meet, they kind of all find redemption as well within their own stories. And then, you know, they all come together and realize that, hey, we're stronger together. So
now, did you guys write this?
Nicole did for the most part. Am I right?
Cool.
And then I kind of had a little bit of input with editing and things like that. And so did our friend Nadia.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. We're very
really
excited.
Looking forward to that. And with us this morning, a couple of the actors are here. John Hurst is here. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, anyone that'd be listening that I don't know of, but yeah.
Only the people you don't know. You don't want to say hi to the people you do know.
Yeah, okay. Hi, people I know.
Yeah. So, John, you're in From the Ashes. Tell us about your role.
Yeah, I am. There's six main leads, and I'm one of them. My name is Rowan Davidson, and I'm the foreman of Sable Street, the factory.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you like about playing Rowan?
I love portraying his character and his what he deals with. He thinks that he's a failure, and I've dealt with that in the past, but it's really nice to portray that, and people can get out of the show that they know they're not alone in some of the problems that the show portrays, and that's really nice. And also, I like to dance, so we do some hip-hop, and I really enjoy that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, how old are you, John?
I am 15.
15. Mm-hmm. Very cool. We're excited to have you guys here. And Casey Root is with us this morning. Hey, Casey.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right.
Yeah, anybody you want to say hi to?
My mother.
Perfect. Nicole said your voice was going to be awesome on the radio, and she was right.
Thanks.
Yeah, tell us about your role.
I play Mr. Howard, the owner of Sable Street.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about Mr. Howard. What's he all about?
He's kind of villain.
He's the villain. He's the bad guy.
He is the villain.
And so how do you get into playing a villain?
The voice, probably.
Yeah.
And the look.
Yeah.
Because
you're not a grumpy guy. How do you prepare to be a bad guy?
I'm not sure. It's just reading the lines over.
Yeah.
Channeling your inner.
Yeah. Well, Born to Be Different Productions is doing From the Ashes right here at the Junction Center. You can get the details at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. We're going to talk more with the gang. We'll find out more about the show and give you opportunities to find out what it's all about. On the way, too, music.